Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, summer has officially started. We got through Memorial Day.
Well, I'm looking outside and it's not quite green yet, but okay, if that's what you say. Well, summer's here, I guess. So.
Well, that's lots of stuff going on. School's going to be out. Kids on the street, graduation.
Certainly will be. Got a busy week coming up, and graduation Saturday, a lot of graduation parties, and congratulations to all the seniors and their accomplishments and graduating, and it's a fun time of year, and just remind everybody to use some common sense and be safe this weekend.
That's true. One of the things you can do is click it.
Click it, yes. Using your seatbelt. I can't stress that enough, that the use of the seatbelt is easy. All you got to do is grab that strap and pull it over your waist and click it into the buckle, and you're good to go. It could save your life if you get in a car accident. It's amazing. You know, you can go 30 miles an hour, that could create some very serious injury. You can even be fatal if you don't have your seatbelt on. And the airbag is not enough. I think a lot of people think the airbag is good enough, but it's the seatbelt and when the shoulder harness that's so important, and or the shoulder belt, I'm sorry, and it's so important. And if you don't, and you get stopped, it could be a $135 fine. So
you don't necessarily amp up your surveillance of that. I know the state is.
The state does, and some agencies that do safe and sober, you get certain weekends of the year, and we'll kind of participate loosely, but not officially. And throughout the year, there's different times where there's an extra or more enforcement for seatbelts, and that's what they're looking for, seatbelt enforcement.
Well, summer, when it does warm up, boating, we've been hearing a lot from the DNR about boat safety, but maybe you put a...
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's certainly important. Boating safety, boating and drinking, and they seem to go together a little bit. And we gotta use some common sense. And you can get a BWI boating while intoxicated, and it can impact your driving. So use some common sense there and do it in moderation, or have somebody sober drive your boat. And also PFD. I can't stress enough. Just like a car. Using your seatbelt, using your PFD when you're in a boat or a watercraft, it's so important. And, that certainly could save a life. And right now with the water so cold, it's even that much more important.
Use it for a boat cushion.
Don't use it for a boat cushion. It's not much to put it on. You get some pretty comfortable PFDs out there now compared to years ago, and barely noticeable. And my wife and I were doing a little canoeing this weekend, and had the PFDs on, and I've got one that's very comfortable, and you don't even notice it's on. So can't stress that enough.
Well, things have been pretty steady this month again.
Yeah, we certainly have. I mean, we've had a busy year. It's been steady. A lot of DWI arrests this year for whatever reason. I don't know if it's the spring fever and the weather and not getting enough of our vitamin D and sunshine, and we're getting a little cranky. And some people are going to the alcohol a little bit more, but we've had a lot of DWI arrests. Our numbers are up compared to last year, and we still have a lot of people in custody, and for some more major offenses, felonies, major and mostly drug stuff, and they're in custody. So we're doing a lot of transport for court days, and the jail gets busy, and our activity is up, and we've had, another busy month.
Well, speaking of which, this is kind of tangential to that, but I know at the county board today, they're going to, Gary Jorgensen is going to talk to the board about sentence to serve. He's the supervisor for the sentence to serve program. And talk a little bit about that, because the state's cut funding for that, but it's important to the county to keep it.
The state has cut funding over the years, and it's a state-run program, but a majority of the funding comes from the county. That's just kind of a switch, and the counties and the state have realized how important of a program that is, and especially for a small county like ours. We only have a 72-hour-old facility, but we can hold work release, pretrial 72 hours, but we can hold work release up to a year. So if they do STS or sentenced to STS, they can stay in our jail, in our community, and then they can help work on community projects in the community, which I think is certainly a very positive for the community and also for the inmate. If we don't have the STS program, if it was cut completely and the county didn't kick in, and I want to say it's 75% of the funding now, or the state kicks in 25%, but still considered a state-run program.
50-50.
I think it was 50-50, yeah. Yes. If we lose that program, Those inmates that rather than getting sentenced to STS and contributing to the community, we'd have to ship them or transport them down to Lake County or Aiken. These are usually the two counties that we use, and they just serve a 30 day, if they got a sentence of 30 days, they serve a 30 day sentence straight time, no STS, and it would cost us anywhere from $50 to $60 a day. So then we're spending the money outside the county. So let's keep them in the community. They're contributing to the community. And then it's obviously cheaper that way also. So it's just a real important program, and I appreciate that the county is willing to chip in the 75% of the funding, because I believe there's some other counties or communities that did not want to do that. So that they certainly lost their STS program. So it's very important that we keep that up here.
Well, before I let you go, 911 Global Connect, this is reverse 911? I don't understand this.
It's reverse 911 is actually a company, but it's emergency notification. So if there's I'll use a lost child as an example. If you have a lost child, let's say in the Hovland area, we could just go up into Global Connect and, besides having first respond, a search and rescue, mm-hmm. and other responders respond to look for the child, you can just go up and then go on the Global Connect, click the map and make a circle, and then you can call all those people and say, be on the lookout for this child. Or if you want to do an evacuation using the fires, you need to evacuate a certain part of the community or the county, you can go into Global Connect and just make a circle, and then all those people within that area will be notified.
You talk about, going to the Global Connect, drawing a circle in the Hovland area. Then what happens? If I live in the Hovland area, I get a phone call?
You get a phone call, and then you can also register your cell phone number.
That's pretty sophisticated.
Sophisticated, but it gets the information out there much more quicker, and it's no way of getting the community involved.
It targets
a certain area. Yep. And you can do we're a small enough county, we could, we can do the whole county. And with probably within 10, 15 minutes, the whole county be notified, depending on what it is. The working sheriff's got a different meaning to it than it did 25 years ago. It certainly does.
It sounds like it. We've been speaking with working sheriff Mark Falk, who's becoming more tech savvy by the day. And we'll talk to you again, if not sooner, at least this time next month.
Sounds good. Thank you. Everybody have a good graduation coming up.